Jays. Let's head to the ballpark for all the play-by-play action. Here's the voice of the DJs, Larry Larson. From historic Lee Comp Park in Bradenton, Florida, it's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. Tonight, the Blue Jays have an opportunity for a fifth straight win, as it's game number five of a six-game series between the Jays and the Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Hey, everybody, it's Larry Larson with you. Glad you could join us in time for the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. The Blue Jays are playing some of their best baseball of the season, certainly their best baseball of the second half right now. They're 23-21 in the half, 57-53 overall, and they've won four straight over these Marauders, who are 46-66 in 2024, 17-29 in the second half. Unfortunately for the Blue Jays, during this hot stretch, first place Fort Myers in the second half standings has also been playing very hot. They've won four straight this week over second place Lakeland, so the Blue Jays remain seven games out of first place with 20 games remaining, including tonight's ball game. So it's now or never for the Blue Jays, but they're certainly on the right track these days. Let's recap last night's ball game for you. It was another come-from-behind win for the Jays, their third straight come-from-behind win after a 2-0 victory on Tuesday night. Things started off a little bit choppy as Gilberto Bautista, the young right-hander acquired from the Red Sox at the deadline, made his organizational debut. Showed a little bit of good, but also a little bit of bad. In the first inning, Bautista squared off against two runners on with no out. He bounced back with two strikeouts, but then allowed a run to score on a wild pitch. Moving on to the second inning, things got a little interesting as Bautista struck out the first batter, Derek Berg, and then allowed a one-out single to Javier Rivas. Then Braylon Bishop also singled, but the ball snuck past. Joan Helaponte, the right fielder, rolled all the way to the wall, and that allowed Bishop to circle the bases for a little league homer that made it 3-0 Marauders. So things didn't start great for the Blue Jays, but from there on out, Blue Jays' bullpen was excellent. Luis Torres, the 19-year-old lefty, took over for Bautista, and he went on to throw 4 1/3 shutout innings with 7 strikeouts, the most by a Blue Jays reliever in a single appearance this season. Torres retired 13 of the 14 batters he faced. On the other side of the scorebook, the Blue Jays offense jumped to life in the fifth, scoring 5 runs on 4 hits, including 3 extra base hits. Edward Duran got the Blue Jays on the board with an RBI double. Then Sean Keyes tied the game with a 2 RBI double. And then Joan Helaponte came to the plate for the Jays and put them ahead for good. To Braylon Bishop, who made a nice running shoestring catch in the fourth. The pitch is cranked high in the air, deep to left. Bishop's back. That ball is gone. Joan Helaponte with a round tripper. His first since May puts the Blue Jays in the driver's seat. 2-run shot makes it 5-3. First homer in a while for Aponte, and in that clip you could hear just how excited the dugout was for him. Had to feel like a weight off his shoulders last night. Put the Blue Jays in the lead for good. They added a run of insurance in the sixth on a sac fly from Nick Mitchell that scored Brock Tibbetts. And that was all. Julio Ortiz nailed down the save with 2 2/3 scoreless innings, striking out 4. And the Blue Jays took a 6-3 win. Looking ahead to tonight's ball game with the pitching matchup tonight. It features a rehabber for Dunedin, big right-hander Trent Palmer, on assignment from AA New Hampshire. Palmer spent almost all of last season recovering from Tommy John surgery. He's Toronto's third-round draft pick in 2020, spent all of 2021 with the DJs and had a great year before getting promoted to Vancouver in 2022 and then falling with that injury. Palmer's had a rough go of it up in AA this season, a 9.45 ERA in 20 innings. He'll be opposed by a southpaw, Connor Whitgriff, for the Marauders. Whitgriff was just drafted in this year's draft in the seventh round by Pittsburgh out of the University of Minnesota. Whitgriff, the hard-throwing lefty, made his pro debut earlier this week. He threw one inning against the Jays, allowed a hit, but struck out three. So that's the pitching matchup tonight. Trent Palmer for the Jays and Connor Whitgriff for the Marauders. Our pregame show guest today is a rerun of our interview with Nick Mitchell from last week. Mitchell back in the leadoff spot tonight, and he has been one of the reasons the Blue Jays have won four straight games here this week. So we chatted with Nick about his early time as a pro here on the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. We're now joined by one of the newest members of the Dunedin Blue Jays. It's Nick Mitchell, outfielder, 2024 draft pick. Nick, thanks for the time, and let's start with this week. Pro debut, 2-for-3, homer, 3 RBIs. Was it everything you could have dreamed of and more?
Oh, yeah. It was the best debut I could have asked for, honestly. I mean, I was just going up there, like, looking to do my thing, and I was just locked in, got some barrels, and it was good.
For sure, and you kind of knew it right off the bat. It looked like right out of the box. And I know you're a guy who's maybe known for a little bit more of the average than the homers. What was it on that pitch?
I don't get too many like that, but that was every stitch of the ball I could have made contact with. So when I get it like that, I know it's going to go.
So what's your draft process been like for you up until this point? Obviously, you get drafted, then you go to draft camp. Now you're here. What exactly is draft camp like? What did you do?
It's a lot of, like, practicing. So, it's like the same routine every day. You'll go in there in the morning and then just do kind of, like, everything throughout the morning and early afternoon. And so, like, you hit, field, base run, throw. Like, you pretty much do everything, lift, and then you go home. But after that, we did more, like, live ABs and then just, like, preparing us and it's been good, prepared me for this.
For everybody, I know it's a little different after the college season ends, and for you guys, it was a pretty long season making the NCAA tournament with Indiana. But was that downtime kind of hard between the playoffs and then the draft and then draft camp?
No, not really. I mean, I was just working out every day. Like, I didn't go play summer ball. I just stayed at on campus and just trained, and it was pretty easy. I didn't do anything crazy, but just keeping myself ready to play.
Now, with your college career opening it up at Western Illinois and then taking the jump up to Indiana, I think a lot of people, when they think college baseball, they think SEC, ACC, Big 12, maybe not the Big 10. Tell me about the competition in the Big 10 and how much it's prepared you for this.
Oh, the Big 10 is really good. I mean, it was the number 4 RPI conference this year. So, it's pretty good. It's up there with the other ones. And it wasn't like a – it's not a super crazy jump just because, like, D1 is D1. Everybody's good. But it's a little bit better, a little bit more depth with teams. But that definitely helped me prepare just seeing the best competition.
What was it like to play back in your home state? I know, obviously, Macomb not too far from Indiana. But putting on that red, I'm sure, was pretty cool. Did you grow up a Hoosiers fan?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I mean, everybody growing up wants to play for IU. So when I got the opportunity to do that, it was like I jumped on it. And that's just something I've always wanted to do. It felt great.
I think a lot of people kind of overlook the baseball program at Indiana. I think a lot of people might think basketball. But you look at your draft class, 6 guys led the Big Ten this year. What is it that makes the baseball program special?
Well, the coaches have done a really good job just like improving the program overall the past few years. And, it's just turning into a really good, like, it's going to be good every single year now with the way they run things. And they just get new good players and develop really well. So it's just a good place to go.
And having a program like that that has a track record of producing guys, especially recently, but also guys like Kyle Schwarber, who just had a 3-homer night the other night, same night as your debut homer. Does that kind of add to maybe the expectations, or maybe at least for you going into the pros, your expectations for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, going to IU, it's like the expectation is we got to run the Big Ten. We want to be the best team in the Big Ten. And then, you know, go to the postseason after doing that. But it's definitely high expectations every year going there because you don't want to go, like, back down to, like, bottom half of the conference or something. So every year is just – like you want to keep improving and stay at the top.
Now here in Dunedin, you're here with Brock Tibbetts, your college teammate. That's got to be a lot of fun playing with him
and Bloomington and now here. What's that like for both of you?
It's awesome. I was super excited when I saw him. He was coming here too. He's a guy that like every team would want on the roster. Every locker room would love this guy. So it's just awesome having him here with me.
All right, last question. It's about a month left in the season. Biggest goal for you the rest of the way in your first full month as a pro?
Just keep improving and find some consistency where I can just keep getting better every day. And hopefully by the end of it, I'm just a much better player than I was coming into it.
All right, that's outfielder Nick Mitchell. Nick, congrats, and best of luck today.
Thank you.
That was our conversation with Blue Jays outfielder Nick Mitchell from last week. Good to get to know Nick a little bit. And a reminder that you can listen back to all of our interviews from this season online on SoundCloud. The account is at Larry Larson Blue Jays. We've interviewed a lot of guys who have gotten called up to Vancouver, guys that speak Spanish, thanks to the help of Manny Beltre translating. It's been a lot of fun to dive deeper on a lot of this Blue Jays roster. Let's get you the starting lineups for tonight's ball game, starting with the visitors from Dunedin. Nick Mitchell will lead it off and play right. Arjun Namala back in there after a day off yesterday playing shortstop. Aaron Parker will bat third and catch. Eddie Micheletti is tonight's DH and the cleanup man. Carter Cunningham will bat fifth and play left. Brock Tibbetts is over at first base, hitting sixth. Tucker Thoman is the third baseman, batting seventh. Braden Berry moves up to the eighth spot tonight, and he'll play center field. And J.R. Freevy rounds it out, batting ninth and playing second base. Those are the Jays. These are the Bradenton Marauders, starting with Will Taylor, the former two-sport standout at Clemson, leads it off and will play center. Deuce Gorson is the second baseman, batting second. Kiner Delgado is tonight's DH, batting third. As Merlin Valdez, one of the league leaders in homers, is fittingly the cleanup man, playing first base. Johnny Severino is over at third base, hitting fifth. Axial Plaz will catch and hit sixth. Shalene Polanco will bat seventh and play right. Javier Rivas is the shortstop tonight, batting eighth. And Braylon Bishop, who made some nice plays last night, will play left and bat ninth. Those are the starting lineups and the defenses for these two squads. So far this week, it's been all Blue Jays. Dunedin playing for a fifth straight win tonight. We've got First Pitch coming up next here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Thanks for joining us for the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Just a few moments away from baseball at Leacom Park in Bradenton, and you couldn't ask for a better night for baseball, really a more comfortable night for baseball, in August in Florida. Game time temperature is at 90 degrees, but it feels a lot cooler than that. The with a nice calm breeze blowing towards the right field foul pole. Blue Jays and Marauders set for game five of a six-game series. Blue Jays have taken each of the first four games, each of the last three, in come-from-behind fashion. Jays are ready to square off against Connor Whitgriff, the southpaw from Minnesota, born and raised in Minnesota, and then attended University of. So he's a Golden Gopher, making just his second appearance here in the pros through one scoreless inning out of the bullpen earlier this week. It'll be a Big Ten rivalry renewed for Whitgriff and Nick Mitchell, the Blue Jays' leadoff man. Mitchell, the Indiana Hoosier product, digs in the left side, so it's lefty on lefty. And here we go. The wind in the first pitch is in there for a called strike, and we are underway at 6:31 Eastern time. Thanks for joining us on your Saturday night. Whitgriff kicks and fires, and Mitchell takes a called strike two. Sinking fastball on the outside edge. Mitchell went 0-for-3 last night, but did drive in a run, and he also walked to extend his on-base streak to seven games. 0-2. Called strike three on the outside edge. Three straight fastballs from Connor Whitgriff sets down Mitchell for out number one. Brings up Arjun Namala. Arjun had yesterday off. He's 5-for-15 this week. First pitch to the righty is swung on and fouled back. It's 0-1. Arjun has shown a tendency, especially this week, to jump on pitches early in counts, and it worked out well for him. 0-1, swing and a foul back. Quickly 0-2. Five pitches, five strikes for Whitgriff. Namala back on Wednesday picked up a three-hit ball game. He's got five multi-hit games in his last 10. The 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Another fastball, another strikeout for Connor Whitgriff. Back-to-back to open the ball game in the top of the first. And the bases are empty for Aaron Parker. Whitgriff is two-thirds of the way to an immaculate inning. Six pitches, all strikes. Base is empty for Aaron Parker, who's riding a 10-game on-base streak. Had last night off. First pitch. Fly ball deep to right. This is carrying well. Polanco's back. He's at the wall. That ball's out of here. Aaron Parker with his second opposite field homer of the week. So much for that immaculate inning. Instead, it's a one spot for the Jays. Aaron Parker got a fastball too, and he went yard with it. Number three for Parker. Blue Jays snatch a 1-0 lead in the first. Here's Eddie Micheletti. Lefty on lefty here. First pitch. Called strike. Another fastball. No off-speed yet from Whitgriff. The pitch misses up. One ball, one strike. Micheletti riding a six-game on-base streak. Thanks to two walks yesterday. He went 0-for-3 in the Blue Jays' 6-3 win. The pitch. Breaking ball, called strike. First slider we've seen. So it's 1-2. Micheletti has been a big spark in terms of energy, but also his performance at the plate. 1-2 pitch. It's popped up over our heads out of play. Behind home plate. Still 1-2. Micheletti, the Blue Jays' eighth-round draft pick out of Virginia Tech, has played in seven games, hitting .348 across, five RBIs, and five walks. Next 1-2. Is slapped the opposite way over the reach of the third baseman Severino into left. Make it a seven-game on-base streak for Eddie. It's a two-out knock in the first. Extends the inning for Carter Cunningham. Blue Jays lead one zip. Top of the first inning. Cunningham had the night off last night. This is his 12th game with the Jays after the draft. Another lefty-on-lefty matchup. First pitch. Misses in on the hands on a fastball. Ball one. Blue Jays once again suiting up in their gray traveling jerseys Dunedin across the chest in blue and white. Split text. 1-0. Wave and a miss. Over a slider. One ball, one strike. Blue and white numbers on the back in that same text. Blue caps with the D for Dunedin on the center with the Birdhead logo. 1-1. Cunningham rolls it slowly to the second baseman, Gorson. He gets there, throws to first in time, and the inning is over. But not before the Blue Jays get a run on Aaron Parker's opposite field homer. His second of the week and third as a professional. Blue Jays lead at 1-0. Marauders coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Big right-handed pitcher Trent Palmer on rehab from AA New Hampshire, pitching with a 1-0 lead as we go to the bottom of the first inning. Palmer at 6'2", 230, deals the first pitch to Will Taylor, a right-handed batter. And Bradenton's leadoff man takes a fastball outside. Ball one. Taylor didn't play yesterday. He's played a handful of games this week. 1-0 pitch. Sinking fastball taken for a called strike on the outside corner. It's 1-1. Taylor across the series 1-for-7 with his first pro hit. It was a grand slam two nights ago. 1-1. He pops it up behind home plate. Parker across the Bradenton logo onto the track. He makes the catch. Taylor's put away for out number one. Here's Deuce Gorson. Gorson went 1-for-4 yesterday with a double. Also struck out twice. One zip Jays, bottom one. On the road at Lee Comp Park. First pitch to Gorson. The lefty takes a called strike on a slider. It's 0-1. Palmer throws a cutter, a sinker, that slider that we just mentioned. Also a changeup. Is 0-1. Swung on and foul tipped off the catcher, Parker. Will take a second to walk it off. Looks like it got him near the inner thigh. It's 0-2 on Gorson. Palmer with a really interesting delivery. It's what scouts and coaches would call a crossfire motion. Throws across his body, which hides the baseball well, but can also put some stress on the body. 0-2. Curveball low and in. Curveball according to StatCast. Likely the slider from Palmer. He also throws from a bit of a lower arm slot, 3/4. 1-2 toss. Fastball breezes upstairs. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Marauders in their alternate black jerseys tonight. Blue Jays challenged that call, and It was successful, so it's 2-2. The pitch to Gorson is swung on and missed. He got him. Fading changeup sets him down. Two up, two down for Palmer in the first. Here's Kiner Delgado. Delgado, a switch hitter. No bat from the left side here. Didn't play last night. First pitch. Changeup misses way inside. Almost hit him. It's 1-0. To pick up where we left off on those Bradenton jerseys. Black alternate tops with home white pants. Bradenton across the chest in that script font. Gold numbers. 1-0. Outside. Two balls, no strikes. Black caps with gold bills for Bradenton. Delgado, Pittsburgh's number 25 prospect. He's got an 8-game on base streak. 2-0. Outside, three balls, no strikes. Delgado enters this one, having played 74 games and hit .225 after being traded from the Yankees in April. 3-0. Delgado squares to bunt and watches a fastball miss upstairs. It's ball four. Two-out walk issued by Palmer. Delgado, a pretty darn good base runner over at first base now for Esmerlin Valdez. It's 1-0 Jays, bottom one. Valdez had the day off yesterday. He's 3-for-10 on the week. First pitch. He takes a strike on a slider right on the inside corner. Good pitch. It's 0-1. A gutsy pitch, too. Breaking ball in the inside half to a guy in Valdez that has 17 homers. Ooh, throw over to first, a good move, but it's late. Tibbetts slapped the tag down over there, Blue Jays first baseman. So Valdez with those 17 homers, that's second in the Florida State League. There goes Delgado. The pitch misses up and in. Throw down from Parker. Sails wide, and it's late. Good effort from J.R. Freethy, second baseman, to reach across his body to keep that ball on the infield. But it's a stolen base for Delgado. So a man in scoring position with two outs for Valdez, who's driven in 50 runs. Good for the team high for the Marauders. 1-1 pitch. And slider tumbles low and outside. Two balls, one strike. Valdez has especially been strong here at home at Lecom Park. His batting average up near .270 here. He's hitting .232 overall. 2-1. Fastball misses down. Three balls, one strike. We'll have to keep an eye on the pitch count for Palmer. This is his first official rehab outing, although I'm sure he maybe had a start or two in the bridge league, as they call it, at the complex. 3-1. A rip and a miss. Big swing from Valdez. Came up empty. Runs it full. 3-2. And the bridge league is basically where FCL players go after the Florida complex season ends. So that's going on right now. Palmer sets and deals. And Valdez pops it up. First base side. It's out of play. Onto the roof. Over the grandstand on the first base side. Still full. 3-2. Blue Jays 1. Bradenton nothing. Bottom of the first. Palmer trying to keep it that way. He sets at the chin, fires home, and Valdez takes outside. Blue Jays want a challenge, and the call is upheld. So the Blue Jays are 1-of-2 in challenges here in this first inning. They've got two left for the ball game. Second walk with two outs issued by Palmer. Brings up Johnny Severino. Pittsburgh's number 19 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. And here comes Corey Reardon, Blue Jays pitching coach. Palmer at 19 pitches. I'm sure he's on a very strict limit in terms of pitches in an inning he can throw. but also, of course, throughout the outing overall. Palmer underwent Tommy John surgery during the 2022 season after a successful 2021 here with the Jays in the Florida State League. He was Toronto's third-round draft pick in 2020 at a Jacksonville University. Although he's a Minnesota native, so he played his college ball a long way from home. He faces a first-inning jam. Delgado on second, Valdez on first. Johnny Severino into the box as the Blue Jays lead one zip. First pitch, instead Palmer turns and looks Delgado back to second. As a righty gets loose for the Jays. Looks like he's warming quickly out there. Now the first pitch. Misses down and outside on a fastball. It's 1-0. It's Eliander Alcalde who's going for the Jays. He had a great outing earlier this week. Three shutout frames. 1-0 pitch. Severino shoots it the opposite way into right for a base hit. Delgado gets the windmill around third. The throw to the plate for Mitchell is cut off. It goes to third, and it's offline. Everybody's safe, and Johnny Severino ties the ball game with an RBI single. It's one apiece in the first. It was a good throw from Mitchell and Wright, but wise choice from Tibbetts to cut that ball off as Delgado's a really strong runner. Had a play on Valdez at third base, but he's in there safely. So now it's men on the corners with two down for Oxiel Plaz. First pitch. Slider misses up and in. 1-0. Plaz with 15 homers, just 19 years old, playing the full season in single A. The pitch. He swings and fouls it off, first base side. One ball, one strike. Plaz hitting .213 in 64 games. Turned into an everyday guy for manager Jim Horner. The 1-1. Plaz takes a rip and a miss. Over his slider. 1-2. Palmer hoping to make it out of this first inning. Right now, that second inning is no sure thing. It could depend on this batter here in Plaz. Palmer uncorks the 1-2 as the runner goes from first. The pitch is fouled back and will do it again. So Palmer gets a fresh baseball, gazes in for the sign, gives a look at both runners. Now the next 1-2. Runner from first goes again, and the pitch misses high. Aaron Parker didn't even think about a throw to second. Severino's in there without a throw. Stolen base for Severino. So it's runners on second and third now with two outs in the bottom of the first. 2-2 pitch on the way. It's flied into center. Barry freezes, now takes a few steps towards right. He's under it and makes the catch. The inning is over. Trent Palmer allows a first-inning run on an RBI single to Johnny Severino, but he limits the damage to just that one. We're through one. It's the Blue Jays one, and Bradenton one on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bradenton starter Connor Whitgriff allows a solo homer in the top of the first, and then his offense backs him up with a run in the bottom of the first. So, 1-1 as we go to the top of the second inning. Whitgriff back out there. He'll face Brock Tibbetts to open the frame. Tibbetts, the right-handed batter, went 2-for-3 yesterday with a double. First pitch to him. It is a called strike on a fastball right on the outside edge. It's 0-1. So we mentioned last inning, Nick Mitchell, Indiana Hoosier product, of course, so is Tibbetts. 0-1. He takes low. 1-1. So these are two guys, and Whitgriff and Tibbetts, that have faced each other before. 1-1 toss. Is flied high in the air to center. This is going to hang up in the wind. Will Taylor is camped, and he makes the one-handed catch for out number one. Base is empty for Tucker Toman. 1-1 ball game, top two. Toman, a switch hitter, so he'll bat from the right side here. He's 0-for-6 in the series, playing his first games since early July. First pitch. Slider, called strike on the outside edge. 0-1. Whitgriff deals. And Toman grounds it towards the middle. Gorson ranges towards the bag, knocks it down, bobbles it, and can't recover. Toman safe at first, and the Blue Jays have one out base runner. I have to see how that scored, as Gorson had to range up the middle to field that ball. That is going to be an error on Gorson. Ball was not really hit that hard. It's a play that Gorson probably should have made. So here's Braden Berry, right-handed batter, first pitch. Up and outside, ball one. Blue Jays 1, Marauders 1, top of the second inning. Berry's 1-for-8 this week. He's had a good start to the month, though. The pitch. Slider misses down and outside. 2-1. Two balls, no strikes. Berry so far this month, 9-for-29. An improvement on his July. 2-0. He lays off the high fastball up and outside. 3-0. Berry overall this season, a campaign that was hampered by an early injury, hitting 178 in 25 games. 3-0. He takes all the way and takes a called strike. Fastball from Whitgriff on the outside edge. 3-1. Toman, a good runner over at first, being held by Valdez. The pitch. Breaker misses low. That's ball four. Back-to-back runners reach for the Jays with one out in the top of the second, and they are threatening again. Here's J.R. Freethy. Freethy was a late addition into the Blue Jays lineup. Wasn't in the team's original lineup for the day, but Manny Beltre was a late scratch. So Freethy takes his place playing second base. A bat from the right side. The first offer misses high and away. Ball one. Tied up at one. Top of the second. Freethy bats from a crouch from the right side. 1-0. Is slapped the opposite way past the second baseman, Gorson, towards the gap in right. Toman around third. He'll score. And Barry stops at third. J.R. Freethy collects an RBI single, and the Blue Jays take the lead right back. It's 2-1 in the second. Good piece of hitting from Freethy. Right through the four hole on the right side. And Freethy collects RBI number one as a professional. Mound visit now. As Axial Plaz, catcher, wants to chat things over with Whitgriff. Try and get him to settle back in. Runners on the corners with one out, top of the second. Mitchell struck out looking last inning. Corners are in, middle infield back. Still a little bit early to play that infield in. First pitch. Swung on and popped up out of play onto 9th Street, third base side of the ballpark. 0-1. Good crowd on hand tonight. I'm told it's country night at the ballpark, including a post-game concert. 0-1. Mitchell flies it into center. Taylor moves back, gets behind it, makes the catch. Barry tags from third. The throw to the plate is offline. It's cut off. Nick Mitchell has an RBI on a sac fly. The Blue Jays push that lead to 3-1. Appeal to third base for the Marauders is unsuccessful. So here's Arjun Namala. As Freethy remains at first. Namala struck out swinging against Whitgriff. His first time. Arjun on the season hitting 219 after that strikeout. First pitch. Up and outside, ball one. The OPS is much better, though. 782. In the on-base plus slugging department. That's above average. 1-0. Namala rips and misses. Out in front of a changeup. One ball, one strike. Freethy taking his lead off first with the sun shining bright in his eyes. It's a big shadow on the middle of the infield, but it doesn't reach first. 1-1 is lined out of play. First base side. Into the palm trees behind the first base grandstand. Palm trees surrounding the ballpark on the first base side and also the right field side. Poking up over the boardwalk. Adds the Florida feel, you could say. Another 1-2. Namala takes a fastball up. Two balls, two strikes. So that shadow is caused by the third base grandstand roof. Covers the mound, not the plate. 2-2. Called strike three at the bottom of the zone. Fastball locked him up, and that ends the inning. Whitgriff wasn't so sure. He got the baseball back from Plaz, and he was ready to keep pitching, but not in this second inning. Blue Jays do score twice, though. J.R. Freethy drives in Toman on an RBI knock, and then Nick Mitchell brings home Barry on a sac fly. Our new score, 3-1 Jays, going to the home second on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Bottom of the second inning in Bradenton. Blue Jays lead it 3-1, and Trent Palmer's back out. First pitch to Shaleen Polanco. Misses inside on a fastball. It's 1-0. Palmer is back out, but the long black sleeves he was wearing, not so much. He shed those in the dugout. 1-0. Polanco takes inside. Two balls, no strikes. Palmer's pitch count just shy of 30 at 28 right now after some first inning trouble. 2-0. Polanco lays off. Fastball way upstairs. Not close. And it's 3-0. Palmer retired the first two batters, then issued back-to-back walks and allowed an RBI single. Severino got the Marauders their first run. 3-0. Misses upstairs, and it's a four-pitch walk. Third walk issued by Palmer. And the command issues that he was experiencing at Double-A before the injury have reared their head here tonight. So here's Javier Rivas. Rivas, a right-handed batter. Won 1-for-4 last night with two strikeouts. It's been an everyday guy for the Marauders. Righty on righty, and the first pitch. Fastball called strike on the inside corner. 0-1. Rivas hitting .226 in 92 games played. 0-1 as the runner from first goes, is tapped down to third base. Toman charges, bobbles, throws to first in time. Good play from Tucker. Got to that ball quick, and he had plenty of time to make the play. So Rivas is set down 5-3. That does advance Polanco to second base, though. So a runner in scoring position for Braylon Bishop. Bishop went 1-for-3 yesterday with a strikeout. Hard swinging left-handed hitter. Waits on the first offer from Palmer. Jumps out of the way and almost hit him. Gets by Parker briefly, and it did hit him. Somewhat of a late call from Caden Titchener, the home plate umpire. Aaron Parker shaking his head at the home plate umpire, and Jose Mayorga coming out for a brief inquiry. Takes a few steps out of the dugout, and then kind of rolls his head backwards as he heads back to the dugout. So runners on first and second now for Will Taylor, the leadoff man. Chad Lagana, the field umpire, by the way. So that's the umpiring crew tonight. Titchener behind the plate. Lagana positioned out behind the mound right now. First pitch to Will Taylor. Breaking ball in. Ball one. Taylor popped out to Aaron Parker, Blue Jays catcher, behind the plate. Back in the first. Palmer sets right up near his ear. He turns and looks Polanco back to second base. As boring as it might be, according to maybe one or two fans, gotta control the runners. 1-0 pitch. Slider misses in. Two balls, no strikes. So Taylor with just one hit so far. And now three pro games after being drafted by the Pirates out of Clemson. The pitch to him is bounced foul towards the on-deck circle on the third base side. 2-1. Taylor, Pittsburgh's fifth-round selection. After a shortened season at Clemson this spring, only hit .230 in 32 games. He broke his wrist, so he couldn't play the full thing. 2-1. Curveball called, strike right on the inside black. Taylor didn't like that call, but it's even. Two balls, two strikes. Runners on first and second. Blue Jays lead 3-1. Bottom two. 2-2 pitch to Taylor. Check swing on a curveball. Did he go? Yes, he did. Strike three. Second strikeout for Trent Palmer is out number two in the second, and that will be all for him. Mayorga back out of the third base dugout, this time to take the baseball from Palmer. So he throws 39 pitches and leaves with runners on first and second base with two outs in the bottom of the second. Blue Jays hanging on to a 3-1 lead. Eleander Alcalde coming on out of the bullpen when we return on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJ's fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Two outs, two on, bottom of the second inning. Blue Jays lead 3-1 over Bradenton, and Eleander Alcalde comes on out of the bullpen. The right-hander has been one of the Blue Jays' most reliable bullpen arms, and perhaps the most reliable here lately. 3.08 ERA in 52 and two-thirds innings. His first pitch to Deuce Gorson on the way. Lefty lines it over the reaching glove of Freethy into right. Polanco around third base. The throw to the plate is offline. Bradenton gets a run back just like that. RBI single from Deuce Gorson. Drives in Polanco from second. Bishop moves from first to third. It's now 3-2 Blue Jays. Here's Kiner Delgado. That run's going to be charged to Trent Palmer. So his book is not yet closed. Also responsible for Bishop on third. First pitch to Delgado. Misses in on a changeup. It's 1-0. Alcalde kicked off. Great streak for the Blue Jays bullpen earlier this week. 1-0. Delgado takes inside. Two balls, no strikes. Alcalde became the first of what's now four Blue Jays to go three or more innings out of the bullpen this week. Allowed two hits, only struck out one. Throw over to first is late. But boy, did Alcalde pitch well on Tuesday. Nailed down a three-inning save. Behind 2-0 on Delgado. The offer is the runner from first goes. Snap throw down to third is past Toman into left field. Bishop can walk home from third base. And we've got a brand new ball game. Once again, 3-3 in the bottom of the second. Well, the deception was good from Parker. He was looking right at second base, but threw towards third, and the throw, the pickoff attempt got way past Toman. So Gorson's into second with a stolen base. It's 3-0 on Delgado. He squares to bunt, dances out of the box, and watches a fastball. High ball four. So a rocky second. Gets a little bit worse. Runners on first and second with two outs for Esmerlin Valdez. Bradenton trying to take their first lead tonight. Valdez walked in the first. First pitch. Fastball is bounced foul. Third base line. Tipped off Valdez. 0-1. Gorson, a good mover off second base. Delgado not being held at first. The pitch. Valdez takes a called strike two on a slider. Quickly 0-2 for all call day. Eliander across his last five outings. 9 2/3 innings. Scoreless. So he's got quite the lengthy scoreless streak going. 0-2. Valdez dribbles it to the shortstop, Namala. He scoops it up, throws to first, low, but Tibbetts picks it out of the dirt. And that ends the inning. But not before we get tied back up again as Shalene Polanco scores on an RBI knock from Gorson. And then Bishop scores on an error. So through two, it's the Blue Jays 3 and Bradenton 3 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Bradenton goes to the bullpen as we head to the top of the third. Inmer Lobo is on to try and preserve a 3-3 tie. Lobo will face Aaron Parker, who homered in the first. Lefty on righty, first pitch. It's called strike, and it's 0-1. So Lobo, the southpaw, comes in with a 1.88 ERA in 28 2/3 innings. So he's been great. 0-1. Outside, one ball, one strike. We haven't seen Lobo this week, which can lead you to believe that he might get stretched out in a piggyback roll here. We'll have to see. 1-1. Parker lays off a changeup down and outside. Two balls, one strike. That homer for Aaron, his third in just 12 games in the pro ranks. 2-1 pitch. Parker crushes it. Deep left center. Taylor moving back on the track. Reaches out and makes the catch. Jumps against the wall for good measure. Parker just got a little bit more ahead of that pitch. It could have been his second homer in as many ABs. Hit it well, but within Will Taylor's range, and it's out number one. So here's Eddie Micheletti. Nobody on for him. Knotted up at three in the top of the third. Micheletti singled his first time. First pitch. He flies it into center. This one's a little more shallow. Taylor with a few steps in and nonchalantly makes the catch. Neck high. Two quick outs for Lobo. Brings up Carter Cunningham. Lobo, a native of Venezuela. Traded from Boston to Pittsburgh in 2022. First pitch to Cunningham. A slider misses low and away. Ball one. Cunningham 0 for 1. Rolled out to the second baseman, Gorson, and the first. The kick and the toss. Another slider. That time a called strike. Hooked on the outside edge. 1-1. Blue Jays have done a lot of damage. Pitch. Outside. 2 balls, 1 strike. Blue Jays have done a lot of damage against the Marauders bullpen this week. 14 of their 21 runs this week coming into tonight scored against the pen. 2-1. Cunningham swings and fouls it back. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Cunningham steps out of the box, takes a big, deep breath, climbs back in, waits on the 2-2. He checks his swing on a slider. He didn't go, and now the call is challenged by Bradenton, and the call is overturned. It's strike three. Marauders are successful on their first challenge of the night, and for the first time tonight, they toss up a zero on the line score. Lobo works at 1-2-3, and we go to the home half of the third. Still 3-3 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays 3 and Bradenton 3 as we go to the bottom of the third inning. Eleander Alcalde deals the first pitch to Johnny Severino. It's a slider taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1. No shortage of early action in this one. Both teams scored one in the first and then two in the second. 0-1. Severino checks his swing on a high fastball. No swing on the appeal, says Chad Lagana. Field umpire. So it's 1-1. Severino laced an RBI single his first time. The pitch, rip and a foul back. Fastball at 94 from Alcalde there. 1-2. Severino getting a call up after a really good Florida Complex League season. 1-2 to him. Outside. Changeup missed. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Severino in an open stance. The pitch. He reaches out and fouls a fastball back. We'll do it again. Get to the final line on Trent Palmer here and his rehab start from Double-A. He finished an inning and two-thirds, allowed one hit but three runs, all earned as it stands now. 2-2, a swing and a foul back again. Severino just able to get a piece of the fastball outside. Still 2-2. Palmer walked three and struck out two. Interesting scoring note, they didn't rule that throw that got by Tucker Thoman last inning. 2-2 is popped up. Looks like Alcalde is going to win the battle. Right towards the mound. It's called for by Thoman, the third baseman, and he dropped it. He dropped the ball. He had to dive for it. And Severino reaches. Oof. That ball was popped right in the middle of the catcher Parker, the pitcher Alcalde, the first baseman Tibbetts, and then Thoman, who came racing in from third. The wind took it away from him. That will be an error. First pitch to Plaz is absolutely skied into center. High up there, Namala backpedals under it in shallow center and comes down with it, makes the catch for the out. So here's Shalene Polanco. Polanco walked and scored. First pitch, called strike, and it's 0-1. That was last inning for Polanco. Alcalde trying to hold a 3-3 tie in the bottom of the third. 0-1. Polanco takes a big swing and comes up empty on a changeup. Quickly 0-2. They called that a single. Oh, boy. A pause and the 0-2 pitch to Polanco. Misses upstairs. One ball, two strikes. Polanco, left-handed batter with good power, waits on the 1-2 and flies it towards the gap in right center. Long run for Mitchell. He can't get there, and it one hops off the wall. Severino motoring around third base. He gets the wave around. The relay throw to the plate is cut off. Throw to third is over Thoman into left. But Carter Cunningham is right there to back it up. Marauders take their first lead. After Severino reaches on the drop pop-up, he scores from first on an extra base knock from Polanco, and now it's 4-3 in the third. So here's Javier Rivas. Infield comes in for the Jays, trying to prevent further damage. I'm going to rule that a double and then an advance on the throw. First pitch to Rivas, misses low. It's 1-0. So this inning has gotten messy. This early part of the game has just been messy. A lot of defensive miscues for the Jays. 1-0. Rivas takes a big swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Rivas grounded out to the third baseman Thoman in the second. The pitch, he flails at a slider, gets a piece of it, and fouls it off. 1-2. Plenty of action for this big Saturday night crowd to cheer about here at Lecom Park. Rivas rocks the bat back and forth over his shoulder. The 1-2 is rolled sharply past the glove of Thoman into left. That's another run. RBI single for Javier Rivas pushes Bradenton's lead to 5-3 in the third. Well, brings up Braylon Bishop, still just one out. As it stands right now, both runs earned against Alcalde, but that first one really shouldn't be. That was really an error on Toman, probably. First pitch to Bishop. It's popped up. Shallow left. Toman glides into foul territory. The third baseman makes the two-handed grab. And that's out number two. Brings up Will Taylor, who's 0 for 2 in the leadoff spot. Blue Jays down 5-3 as the Marauders have tallied runs in each of the first three innings. First pitch. Taylor dribbles it foul behind home plate. It's 0-1. One run in the first, two in the second, and now two more here in the third. Blue Jays bullpen, that throw over to first is close, but it's late. Rivas got a hand back in there. Blue Jays, before tonight this week in four games, posted a bullpen ERA of 1.29. That's going to win you some games. 0-1. Down and outside. One ball, one strike. 21 innings and just three earned runs. But Marauders have gotten to Eleander Alcalde a little bit here in the third. The set, the pitch. Breaker in the dirt. Parker knocks it down. Taken for ball two, 2-1. Blue Jays red hot right now. Hoping for a fifth straight win tonight. It'll be their first five-game win streak since June 7th through the 12th. 2-1. Taylor takes outside. Three balls, one strike. Hitter's count here for Taylor, who showed us his pop earlier this week. The pitch, he waves and misses through a slider. Runs it full, 3-2. Alcalde, primarily a fastball slider guy. He sets from the first base side. He deals, and Taylor bounces it foul as Rivas got a head start. He'll head back to first, and we'll do it again. Marauders on top 5-3, bottom three. Alcalde gazes in for the sign. He's got it from Parker. Another 3-2 is a called strike three. Fastball dotted up on the outside corner. Taylor challenges the call, and it's overturned. It's ball four. So Eleander Alcalde has to make a U-turn. He heads back to the mound. Marauders 2-for-2 in challenges. They've still got all three. And here comes Corey Reardon, the pitching coach. Deuce Gorson due up. Alcalde has thrown 32 pitches. His scoreless streak broken at 10 innings here in this third. Blue Jays trail 5-3. Bottom three. Three-man meeting. Caden Titchener heads out to the mound to break it up. Early in this game, it almost has the feel that last night's game had. Lots of traffic on the bases on both sides of the scorebook in the early going, and then the pitchers settled in late. So far tonight, the action has not settled down. Two runs in for the Marauders here in the bottom of the third. Not quite done yet. First pitch to Gorson. Swing and a miss. Well out in front of a good changeup. 0-1. Rivas, a good mover on second. Taylor is as well over at first. Namala holding on Rivas behind second base. 1-1 pitch is bounced foul, first base side. It's 0-2. Calde still looking for his first strikeout. See if he can get this one. 0-2. Up and away. 1-2. Blue Jays bullpen getting stretched out again. And you knew it was going to be a long night for the pen with rehabber Palmer going. Even if he pitched well, he probably wasn't going to go much further than 3. Time called by Gorson. Gorson out of the box, now back in. Had an RBI single last inning after striking out in the first. Now the 1-2 is hammered right at the first baseman Tibbetts on a line. He makes the catch, and that ends the inning. But the Marauders score 2 more runs as Severino scores on an RBI double from Polanco. Then Polanco comes in. And so now it's 5-3 Marauders as we're on to the fourth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Blue Jays offense with some work to do now, trailing 5-3 to Bradenton, top of the fourth. Tibbetts, Toman, and Berry here against Enmer Lobo, who worked a 1-2-3 third. First pitch to Tibbetts. He takes a fastball outside, ball 1. Tibbetts 0-for-1, flied out to center in the second. Lobo, the southpaw, working from the stretch. Kicks and goes. And Tibbetts swings and fouls it back off the press box. Back down onto the field of play below. 1-1. Looks like somewhat of a late arriving crowd tonight. 1-1. Tibbetts takes a changeup up and away. 2-1. Fans keep on filing in. It's a beautiful night for baseball. Why not? 2-1. Tibbetts swings and foul tips it and Plaza's mitt. 2-2. There's going to be a post-game country concert. To be determined on whether or not the Blue Jays plan on staying for that. Everybody's really leaning into the country theme. The grounds crew has cowboy hats on. All of them. 2-2 to Tibbetts. Is flied into center. Taylor freezes, takes a step in, and makes the catch. One down, here's Toman. Toman again batting from the right side, reached on an error his first time in the second. First pitch. Fastball outside, ball 1. It's Bradenton 5, Blue Jays 3. We're in the fourth. The pitch. Toman takes a called strike. It's 1-1. We've talked throughout the season about Toman's stance from the left side, inspired by Rangers shortstop Corey Seager. Really a smooth left-handed swing, and it's kind of uncanny. 1-1. Toman takes a changeup outside. It's 2-1. Had the chance to ask Tucker, so if your left-handed swing is Seager, who's your right-handed swing? And Tucker said, it's kind of Troutish. And looking at it now, it really does kind of look like Mike Trout. Similar setup, similar posture, 2-1. Toman takes fastball high, 3-1. Toman trying to get in the hit column this week. His first week off to the development list. 3-1. Swing and a foul off the catcher, Oxiel Plaz. Runs it full, 3-2. Troutish. Almost like a nationality. If you're Troutish, that's probably a good thing. And now Toman calls time before the payoff. Steps out of the box briefly. Settles back in. Lobo on the center of the slab. Sets and deals. And Toman takes outside. That's ball four. So Toman reaches on a free pass. Blue Jays with a man on with one out for Braden Berry. Blue Jays trail 5-3. Top of the fourth inning in Bradenton. First pitch to Braden. Misses low and in and skips by Plaz. Back towards the backstop. Toman advances to second. He stops there. Man in scoring position now for Berry. Braden has driven in 6 runs in his 25 games. He's usually batted near the bottom of the lineup. 1-0 toss. Swing and a miss. Fastball got him there. Fastball according to StatCast, but closer to the velo of a changeup there from Lobo. 86 on the gun. So it's 1-1. Lobo throws and misses a hair downstairs. Over the plate, but down. It's 2-1. Berry sways the bat back and forth in a straightaway stance. Here's the 2-1 pitch. He swings through it. That time, that's the changeup. 78 on the radar gun. So Lobo, a bit of a soft tosser. Those fastballs in the upper 80s, mid-80s at times, as we saw. He's using that to his advantage. He's out ahead 2-2. He deals. And Berry swings and fouls it back. We'll have a do-over. Lobo sets at the belt. Toman with the lead off second base. Dancing around out there. 2-2 again. Check swing from Berry. He went on the appeal. That's strike 3. Couldn't hold up on the fastball at 86 on the outside edge. It's out number 2 for Lobo in the fourth. Brings J.R. Freethy to the plate with 2 down. 5-3 Marauders. Top 4. First pitch to Freethy. Low and in, ball 1. So Lobo with 2 strikeouts now. Freethy slapped an RBI single the opposite way his first time. That was in the second. He's got a big hole on the right side again. The pitch. fastball close to the inside edge, misses in. Two balls, no strikes. Gorson, the second baseman, is holding on Toman, moving back and forth from the bag, back out towards his normal position at second base. 2-0, swing and a foul tip right into Plaza's mitt. So it's 2-1. Clear skies overhead. The sun begins to set over Bradenton. 2-1 toss. Freethy takes a called strike. Fastball again. Evens the count. Two balls, two strikes. Blue Jays hoping to punch back after the Marauders scored twice in the third. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Freethy lays off a changeup in the dirt. Runs it full, 3-2. Freethy has shown great patience early in his time with the Jays. He's drawn a handful of walks. Payoff pitch. He takes a fastball upstairs, and there is another one. Second walk of the inning for the Jays. Walk for Freethy. Runners on first and second, and here comes the pitching coach, Matt Ford. Nick Mitchell due up. The entire infield will come together here. Mitchell 0-for-1, had a sac fly his last time in the second. Blue Jays with the tying run on first base now. Let's see if they can capitalize. Special shout out to some Blue Jays fans in the house tonight. A group of Blue Jays season ticket holders came down for the ball game, and they rented out a patio space out on the boardwalk. Out in right field. Right above the Marauders bullpen. Hoping to see a Jays win. Meeting is over, and here we go. Mitchell digs in. Toman on second, Freethy on first. It's 5-3. Bradenton, top four. Lefty on lefty, and the first pitch to Mitchell is flared to the shortstop. Rivasi makes a running catch, chest high, and that ends the threat. Blue Jays leave two. They don't score. Score holds, 5-3 Marauders on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB.
Blue Jays trail this one. It's 5-3 at Leacom Park as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Eleander Alcalde returns for the Jays. First pitch to Kiner Delgado, misses low. And it's 1-0. Delgado has walked twice. And the first, he scored. And the second, he was left stranded on first base. Alcalde pitched a tumultuous third inning, 1-0. Slow swing and a miss through a slider. One ball, one strike. Two runs for the Marauders in that third. Also two runs in the second. Alcalde sets and deals. And Delgado takes a fastball up and away. Two balls, one strike. This is a situation where Alcalde is just going to have to eat some innings. No matter what the results say. 2-1. Delgado takes outside on a fastball. 3-1. Blue Jays starter Trent Palmer, rehabber from AA, went just an inning and two-thirds. That's the situation the Blue Jays are in. 3-1 is crushed down the line and right, hooking foul. Over the boardwalk, Delgado crushed it, but way out in front of a fastball. It's full now, 3-2. Delgado calls time, takes a moment to gather his thoughts, and then digs back in. Alcalde working from the stretch, shakes off Parker, now sees the sign he wants, the pitch. An awkward swing and a miss, that's strike three. Delgado's out number one in the fourth. Base is empty for Esmerlin Valdez. Blue Jays trail Bradenton 5-3, bottom four. Just 20 games left in the Florida State League regular season for the Jays. First pitch to Valdez. He takes a changeup high, ball one. Blue Jays trail first place Fort Myers by 7 games entering action tonight. Despite the team's 4 straight wins here this week, 1-0. Valdez with a check swing foul, ball out of play on the first base side. It's 1-1. It's that time of year where scoreboard watching is mandatory if you're the Jays because they need some help. They don't see Fort Myers again. So they need whoever's playing the Mighty Muscles to beat down on them. Score from Fort Myers tonight. Lakeland leads 3-0 in the bottom of the seventh. So we'll have to keep an eye on that one. 1-1. Valdez with a full swing foul ball on the first base side. One and two. Alcalde reads the sign, kicks and deals, and Valdez takes a changeup low and away. One ball, one strike. So with Trent Palmer's rehab start tonight, the Blue Jays have hosted a whopping 24 major and minor league rehabs this season. 2-2, called, strike three. It's challenged by Valdez, though, and the call is upheld. So it's back-to-back strikeouts for Alcalde. Two up, two down in the bottom of the fourth. Brings up Johnny Severino. He's 2-for-2 with 2 singles. RBI single on the first, and the second one was an infield pop-up that Tucker Toman dropped as the wind drifted it away from him right out in front of home plate. Sometimes better to be lucky than good. First pitch to Severino is blooped out of play, first base side. It's a souvenir. 0-1. It's Marauders 5, Blue Jays 3. Home half of the fourth. Kicking the pitch. Severino with a check swing. Did he go? No swing. One ball, one strike. You look at the list of some of the rehabs the Blue Jays have hosted this season, And if all the guys were healthy and playing to their full potential, 1-1 called strike on a slider at the bottom of the zone. It's 1-2. It might be pretty close to a really good, at least Triple-A team. Alec Manoa, who was pitching well for the big league club at one point, 1-2 misses down, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Manoa eventually undergoing Tommy John surgery. Blue Jays top prospect Ricky Tiedemann, who also eventually underwent Tommy John surgery, but he looked sharp with the Jays. Of course, a future Hall of Famer in Joey Votto. The pitch is tapped slowly down to third. Tolman can't glove it. Bounces off the bottom of his glove, and Severino reaches safely for the third time tonight. We'll see how that one scored. Could go either way. And here's Axial Plaz. Plaz 0 for 2, 2 fly ball outs. Out to center in the first, and then a pop out to Namala his last time. First pitch, slider called strike on the inside edge. It's 0-1. That one's going to be an error on Tolman, E5. A one toss. Plaz swings through a changeup. 0-2. Lead is 5-3 for the Marauders. Bottom of the fourth. All called, A deals. And misses outside on a slider. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Blue Jays have done a good job against Plaz this week. He came in swinging a hot stick. Limited to just 3 hits this week. And you'll certainly take that. 1-2 pitch. Runner goes from first, and the pitch is tapped foul. Severino will head back. So it's 1-2. All called, A kicks and fires, and Plaz swings and misses over a slider, and that ends the inning. Alcalde strikes out the side and leaves Severino at first after he reaches on an error. And we move along to the fifth. Blue Jays still trail 5-3 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. A beautiful Saturday night for baseball at Leecom Park. Blue Jays trail 5-3 to the Marauders. This is game number 5 of a 6-game set. Blue Jays have won the first 4. Arjun Namala will square off against Enmer Lobo to start the top of the 5th. First pitch is a called strike. Namala wants a challenge. He Thought a breaking ball missed inside, and the call is upheld. So a good call from Caden Titchener as a curveball caught the inside corner. Here's the 0-1. Namala hooks it down the left field line, foul. Off the visitor's clubhouse. 0-2. Blue Jays struck first in the first on a solo homer from Aaron Parker before Bradenton tied it with a run in their half of the first. Blue Jays scored two more times in the second. 0-2. Namala flies it deep towards the gap in left center. Taylor chases it down and makes the catch. Will Taylor has done a good job covering ground out in center. Former kick returner at Clemson. Got to have good speed for that. Namala is set down for out number one. Brings up Aaron Parker. So the Blue Jays scored two in the top of the second before the Marauders scored two more in their half of the second. And then another pair in the third. Leandro Alcalde just put up the first zero on the line score for the Marauders last half inning. And it looks like he's probably going to be done as Christian Maracna gets warmed up. First pitch to Parker is popped up high in the air down the line and left. Bishop in fair territory is camped and makes the catch. Two fly ball outs for Lobo in the fifth. Nobody on for Eddie Micheletti. Micheletti 1-for-2 with a single back in the first and a fly out to center in the third. First pitch. He takes low, ball one. Fastball topping out at 88 from Lobo. Change of pace, but gets the job done with his efforts tonight. His ERA well below 2. 1-0. Check swing from Micheletti on a slider. He didn't go. Two balls, no strikes. Blue Jays trail it 5-3, top five. The pause and the pitch. Micheletti with an awkward swing and a miss. Kind of an excuse me swing on a fastball. So it's 2-1. Lobo with a big deep breath, shrugs the shoulders and deals. And Micheletti flies it high in the air to right. Polanco moves back in front of the track. He's got room and puts it away to end the inning. So the Blue Jays go down 1-2-3, and the score holds 5-3. Bradenton going to the bottom of the fifth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Moving on to the bottom of the fifth inning at Lecom Park. It's Bradenton 5 and the Blue Jays 3. Christian Maracna is into the ballgame for the DJs, and Eliandro Alcalde is done. Uvalde went 2 1/3 innings. Gives way for the righty Marechna, right-hander out of Georgia, signed by Toronto as an undrafted free agent. Big and tall righty. Made his pro debut earlier this week. Threw an inning. He walked two batters, but didn't allow a hit or a run. So an ERA of 0 as it stands right now. Marechna will face Polanco, Rivas, and Bishop, lower third of the Marauders lineup. Starting with Chalene Polanco, who's reached twice. Once on a walk, once on an RBI double in the third. First pitch, on the way. The lefty swings and fouls it back, right into the screen, it's 0-1. Marechna, the long-haired Florida native, wrapped up his collegiate career at Georgia, but bounced around a little bit. Started in the D2 ranks. 0-1. Polanco taps it out in front of the plate. It stays fair. Parker picks it up and throws to first for the out. It initially looked like Caden Titchener was going to rule a foul ball, but that ball was fair all the way. And Polanco is set down for out number one. 2-3 put out there. Javier Rivas climbs in. Rivas lined an RBI single in the third. First pitch. He takes all the way and watches the fastball upstairs. It's 1-0. 5-3 Marauders. Bottom five. As the sky has turned a bit overcast. The pitch. Rivas way late on a fastball. 91 on the heater. One ball, one strike. Marechna from the stretch. Unfurls the 1-1. And paints the outside corner on a fastball. Good pitch. It's 1-2. And Rivas calls time, disrupting Marechna's rhythm. Rivas with a bright red bat, at least the barrel. The handle is a little more beige. The 1-2. Cut and a miss. He got him. Marechna climbed the ladder on the fastball. Also a few ticks up on the radar gun. 94 that time. Two up, two down for him. Brings up Braylon Bishop. He's 0-1. Was hit with a pitch and came in to score in the second inning, part of a 5-3 Bradenton lead. First pitch, Bishop swings and fouls it back. Off the roof of the press box, 0-1. So seeing Rivas bat kind of reminds you of some of the players' weekend bats that we're seeing this weekend at the big league level. 0-1. It's a called strike. It's 0-2. Players weekend is essentially where Major League Baseball just kind of loosens the rules on the designs that players can have on bats, on their cleats, all that stuff. 0-2. Down and outside. One ball, two strikes. Usually players are limited to the traditional colors for bats, but on players weekend they can use different designs. For example, Bryce Harper had his kids decorate two bats that he was using this weekend. 1-2. Bishop jumps out of the way of a fastball. Two balls, two strikes. But some of the ones that have garnered the most attention online are the crayon-colored bats that just literally look like a crayon. 2-2. Bishop rips it foul back to the screen. 2-2. And then also some bats that are designed to look like pencils. So the body is bright yellow and then the very top is a pink eraser. And it just looks so goofy. Two two. Bishop lays off a fastball outside. Runs it full, 3-2. Blue Jays down 5-3. bottom five. I'm sure if there were Players Weekend in the minors, you'd see some interesting stuff on those bats. The payoff. Bishop drills it high in the air to right. Mitchell's back. No chance. Long gone. Bishop knew it right off the bat. And he wins the long battle with a bomb. Homer number five for Bishop on the season grows Bradenton's lead to 6-3 in the bottom of the fifth. So here's Will Taylor. Taylor 0 for 2 with a walk. And he's called for a pitch timer violation. Wasn't in the box on time. Let's pull up the tracking data on that homer from Bishop. First pitch. Taylor takes high, ball one. One ball, one strike. The distance has not come up yet, but Bishop hit it 106 off the bat. That checks out. Loud noise off the barrel. 1-1. Called strike. Top of the zone. So it's 1-2. Rackner reads the sign. Chucks home. And Taylor leans out of the way of a slider upstairs. Two balls, two strikes. So it's SEC and Taylor. Excuse me, ACC and Taylor against SEC and Rackner. The 2-2 is fly deep to center. Barry ranges back. This one stays in. Barry dives, and the ball pops out of his mitt onto the outfield grass. He had it for a moment, but as he hit the ground, it squirted out, and Taylor is into second standing. Oh, Barry initially came around that ball. He had a pretty good beat on it all the way until the very end. Started sinking on him, so he had to lay out, and he couldn't complete the catch. So another runner in scoring position. Now for Deuce Gorson. Gorson 1-for-3. RBI single in the second. Mrakna's first pitch is a called strike. It's 0-1. So talking about conferences, Gorson, a UCLA product, noted Big Ten school. That's going to take a bit. 0-1. Misses up. One ball, one strike. No more Pac-12. It is going to be weird to turn on college football this fall and see UCLA playing Indiana on some random Saturday. 1-1. Inside. Two balls, one strike. That's the world we live in now, though. Times are a-changing. That play with Taylor ruled an error. E8 on Barry. 2-1. Gorson lays off a high fastball. 3-1. Wind breezing towards the pole and right. Helped that homer from Bishop. 3-1. Upstairs, ball four. Two out trouble here for Mrakna. He got the first two batters, then the homer to Bishop. An error allows Taylor to reach second base. And now Gorson reaches on a walk. And here comes Jose Mayorga. Blue Jays skipper out to the mound to take the baseball from Mrakna. And he is going to go to the bullpen. Right-hander coming on for the Jays, and we'll have the details on him when we return. Marauders lead 6-3, looking for more with two outs in the fifth.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Blue Jays go from Maracna to Miranda. Miranda, the right-hander out of the bullpen, comes on with two on, two out, run in for the Marauders. And their lead now stands at 6-3 over the Jays. In the bottom of the fifth, Kiner Delgado coming up. Delgado's 0-for-1. He's walked twice and struck out once. Miranda making his second appearance this week. Got the win earlier in the week with two scoreless frames and three strikeouts. First pitch to Delgado. Swung on and foul tipped. It's 0-1. Delgado batting from the left side here. Against the righty, Miranda. Big hole on the left side as Namala stands near second base. Holding on Taylor. The pitch is fouled hard deep down the right field side. Lines into the bleachers. Quickly 0-2. Delgado calls time, so Miranda stays on the rubber, kind of twists his shoulders around, stretches out his neck. Righty has the sign and delivers. Delgado rips and misses through a fastball, and that ends the inning. And not before the Marauders tag on another run with one swing. Solo homer from Braylon Bishop pushes the lead to 6-3. So we're through five on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Blue Jays trail it by three as we're on to the top of the sixth inning. Thanks for joining us on your Saturday night. Blue Jays in the fifth game of a six-game series in Bradenton with some work to do if they want to extend their win streak to five games. Carter Cunningham leads off the sixth against Inmer Lobo. Lefty on lefty, first pitch. Outside, ball one. One or no. Cunningham 0-for-2 with a ground out and a strikeout. I was looking back in the third. The pitch. Cunningham flies it high in the air towards the corner and right. Polanco's over, and it's foul. By about 8 feet down the right field line. Carter just out in front of a fastball. One ball, one strike. And now it's a game for the Marauders bullpen. They're trying to jump and flick it down from a net above the bullpen. And after about 5 tries, somebody finally got it. Now the 1-1 to Cunningham. Fastball spotted up on the outside corner, called strike two. One ball, two strikes. Lobo's been dealing tonight. He deals the 1-2. Cunningham checks his swing on a slider. He didn't go. 2-2. Lobo has thrown 3 scoreless innings without a hit. He deals. And Cunningham takes upstairs on a fastball. Runs it full, 3-2. Cunningham already with 1 pro homer. It was an inside the Parker, though. Payoff pitch. Down and outside. That's ball 4. Could be a start for the Blue Jays offense. Trying to start things back up. They scored their first 3 runs in the first 2 innings. Brock Tibbetts digs in. Trend all week long for the Jays, especially the last 3 nights, has been late scoring. First pitch to Tibbetts. Outside, ball 1. 6th inning, you can't quite consider that late yet, but we're getting there. And the Blue Jays trail 6-3. 1-0 to Tibbetts. The righty pops it up. Foul ground on the first base side. Valdez onto the track, leans into the screen, and makes the catch. Nice work from Valdez, who had to lean into the net, press his glove up against it to have enough room to make the catch. So that sets Tibbetts down for out number 1. Tibbetts now 0 for 3. And here's Toman. Blue Jays down, top 6. First pitch to Tucker. Is bounced on the third base line. It's foul. 0-1. We've talked throughout the week about Toman coming off the development list, and the development list is somewhat of a mystery in minor league baseball just because it's treated differently by every franchise, every level. 0-1 to Tucker. Misses low and in. 1 ball, 1 strike. So what did Toman do in his month on the development list? The new DL, if you will. So he went back to the Blue Jays player development complex and got on a workout schedule. 1-1. Rip and a miss over a fastball. It's 1-2. Toman stayed in game shape, so he did a lot of base running and strength training and things that he would normally do if he were with Dunedin, but he really focused on hitting. There's a hitting lab at the facility. 1-2. Is flied towards right center. Taylor glides over. He's called off by the right fielder, Polanco. He makes the catch, and that's out number 2. It's up to Braden Berry to keep this inning going. Cunningham still on first after a leadoff walk. Berry walked and scored the Blue Jays' 3rd run and the 2nd. First pitch is a called strike. Outer half of the plate on the fastball, it's 0-1. So to wrap up on Toman, Tucker said that was the focus for him, was hitting. Right-handed swing, 0-1. Called strike 2, it's 0-2 on Berry. But Toman hadn't been able to use his right-handed swing for much of the season because of an early season wrist injury. So he was taking almost all of his ABs lefty. 0-2. Up and away, 1 ball, 2 strikes. So Tolman spent his days really grinding out that swing in that hitting lab where there's all kinds of cameras. There's a simulator that can simulate any pitch at the big league level. So he used that to hopefully improve. 1-2. Tapped foul behind home plate. We'll have a do-over. Blue Jays had a similar approach to Arjun Namala when he went on the DEV list earlier this summer. Sometimes guys, especially those young players, just need an opportunity to hit the reset. Another 1-2. Barry flares it. Shallow center. Falling fast, and it drops down for a hit. Cunningham moving from first to third. The ball is bobbled. Throw to second. Barry slides in, and he's safe. Rivas' tag was just late. Marauders can't believe it, but Barry got around it somehow. The throw beat him there from shallow center. The Jays have runners on second and third with two outs for J.R. Freethy. That ball dropped into the Bermuda Triangle between the center fielder Taylor, the right fielder Polanco, second baseman Gorson. Somehow found the green grass, and now a mound visit from Matt Ford, the pitching coach. It's Bradenton 6, Blue Jays 3, top of the sixth. Blue Jays' trend of late scoring has also featured a lot of two-out runs. Clutch hitting from the Jays. They could use a little bit of that here. Great opportunity against Inmer Lobo, a guy who hasn't presented many of them tonight. Cunningham on third. Barry on second. First pitch to Freethy on the way. Called strike, and it's 0-1. Fastball in the inside half. Freethy having another productive night at the plate. RBI single in the second, walk in the fourth. The pitch, rip and a miss. Quickly 0-2 on the Nevada product. Drafted by the Jays in the 14th round. Lobo gathers the sign. The kick and the pitch. Misses up. Hit his spot, but his spot was outside of the zone. And again, Freethy just does not expand the zone. Very patient hitter. Here's the 1-2 offer. Just low. An excellent take. Two balls, two strikes. Freethy spins the bat in a big circle. Chance for two RBIs. Lobo unloads the 2-2. And Freethy takes a changeup way upstairs. Runs it full, 3-2. This is a big spot in this game for the Jays. Lobo gets out of this. This big Saturday night crowd is going to come to life. Blue Jays trying to take the momentum back. The payoff pitch is sliced foul. First base side out of play. We'll have another. Infield playing straight away for Freethy. Lobo serves up the next payoff, and it's popped up high in the air. Foul on the third base line. Out of play. Bounces on the top row of the bleachers and then down into the first row of seats. Good battle here between Freethy and Lobo. Lobo at 65 pitches. Gaze is in for the sign. He's got it. Comes back. Freethy dribbles it down to third. It almost gets by Severino. He gloves it, throws to first in time. The inning is over. Lobo extends both arms, looks to the sky with some relief. He gets out of a jam. Blue Jays leave runners on second and third. And they still trail this one 6-3. Going to the home half of the sixth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. It's the Marauders 6 and the Blue Jays 3 as we go to the bottom of the 6th. Kevin Miranda deals the first pitch to Smerlin Valdez. It's fouled back, and it's 0-1. A lot of early action in this one, in case you're just joining us. Marauders scored 5 of their 6 runs in the first 3 innings. Blue Jays got all 3 of theirs in the first 2. Miranda from the stretch deals. And Valdez swings and fouls it back. Behind home plate, out of play. 0-2. Blue Jays trying to scratch and claw their way back into the playoff race. 7 games back with 20 games remaining. Behind first place Fort Myers. The 0-2. Valdez lines it foul down the third base line. Just out in front of a changeup. Still 0-2. Seems like this Blue Jays team has really been rejuvenated by the 2024 draft picks that have joined. Another 0-2 to Valdez. He thought about it, checks the swing on a curve. He held up. 1-2. But anytime you get an injection of rested legs, guys that are fresh and ready to go, that goes a long, long way. 1-2. Valdez takes outside. 2-2. Half the battle of baseball is just staying healthy throughout the course of a long season. Obviously, at the big league level, 162 games, but down here, 132. 2-2. Valdez swings and misses. Ball glances off Parker's mitt in front of the dugout, and he's got no throw. Valdez reaches on a strikeout. Tough way to start at the bottom of the sixth for the Jays. Drop third strike. Brings up Johnny Severino with a man on. Severino 2-for-3, RBI single in the first, single and a run scored in the third, reached on an error in the fourth. First offer is tapped foul at the plate, 0-1. Bradenton 6, Blue Jays 3, bottom 6. But on the point of that long season, for a lot of this Blue Jays team, at least the guys to open the season, it was really their first rodeo with a season this long. 0-1 to Severino. Swinging a foul back. Quickly 0-2. so many young players at this level. And you get to this time of year in August, those legs are tired. So adding some college guys coming off a spring season, usually around 50 games, after about a month and a half off, they are itching to get back into competition. And we've seen that play to the Blue Jays' favor. The set and the 0-2 from Miranda is a called strike three. Fastball right on the inside corner. Back-to-back strikeouts for Miranda, but that's just out number one with Valdez on first. So Plaz digs in. Bradenton trying to tack on to a 6-3 lead. Bottom of the sixth. Plaz 0-3, righty on righty. And the first pitch from Miranda. As a check swing tapper down to first, Tibbetts is there, and he takes it back to the bag himself. So Plaz is set down. That does advance Valdez from first to second. Man in scoring position for Shalene Polanco. Polanco has reached twice, walked in the second, had an RBI double in the third. First pitch to the lefty from the righty Miranda. Misses low and in, ball one. Three runs on four hits, two errors for the Jays. Six runs on six hits, two errors for the Marauders. It has not been a game that Mr. Clean would be proud of. 1-0 is bounced foul, first base side. 1-1. Polanco adjusts his helmet. Miranda offers the 1-1. It swung on and fouled back towards the screen. Caden Titchener, home plate umpire, jumped out of his crouch. He was ready to play that one off the carom. It's 1-2 on Polanco now. Caden Titchener, the son of Todd Titchener, Major League crew chief. Longtime big league umpire. Got to be in it for a bit to get that crew chief appointment. 1-2 to Polanco from Miranda on the way. Swing and a miss, strike three. Miranda strikes out three in a scoreless sixth inning, leaves Valdez on second base. We go to the seventh, score remains. Bradenton 6, Blue Jays 3 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Following four shutout innings from Inmer Lobo, Bradenton digs back into the bullpen, and they appoint Luigi Hernandez to try and preserve this 6-3 lead. Top of the seventh inning. Blue Jays left two runners in scoring position in the sixth. try and get back on the board here in the top of the seventh, starting with Nick Mitchell. The leadoff man takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Mitchell hitless tonight. Did have a sack fly in the second inning, so he's 0-2, the pitch. Downstairs, one ball, one strike. Hernandez, a right-hander with a 6.61 ERA. He throws, and Mitchell hops it the opposite way to the shortstop, Rivas. Sliding stop, gets up, throws to first, it's late. Mitchell motors down the line. He's got a hustle single on the infield. Valiant effort from Rivas, who's really got a good glove at short. Leadoff man is aboard for Arjun Namala. 0-3 tonight. Jays trail it by 3. 6-3, top 7. First pitch from Hernandez. Namala takes a rip and a miss through a fastball. 93 on the gun. 0-1. So not only is Hernandez a righty, Lobo a lefty, so that's a change of pace in and of itself, but the fastball has a lot more velo on it. 0-1. Namala takes a slider outside. One ball, one strike. Lobo's fastball topped out at around 88 tonight. Hernandez can pump it in there in the mid-90s. He reads the sign and deals the 1-1. Namala connects high in the air to center. This is going to hang up. Taylor calls for it and puts the squeeze on it for the out. Mitchell tags and then takes a U-turn back to first. Mala got good wood on that ball, but just got under it. He's out number one. Brings Aaron Parker to the plate. Hit a solo homer to open the scoring in the first. 0-2 since with two flyouts. Righty on righty matchup. And the first pitch from Hernandez. Slider down, ball one. 6-3, Bradenton advantage. Parker sways the bat back and forth. 1-0 to him. Down and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Parker uses a unique bat that has a really thick knob. He explained it the other day. That's really just for barrel control. The set, the 2-0, down and outside, three balls, no strikes. Parker demonstrated. He said, here, pick up my bat. So you can feel his bat. Feels kind of light. He said, here, pick up Arjun's bat. Pick up Arjun Damala's bat, and feels much heavier than Parker's. 3-0. Down and outside, that's ball four. Parker doesn't need the wood there. Tosses his bat to the third base dugout. He's got a free pass. Blue Jays bring the tying run to the plate in the form of Eddie Micheletti. So to wrap up on Parker's bat, he said, Arjun's bat feels heavier, but in all reality, my bat has more weight. But I've got a little bit more control because there's more weight at the bottom. First pitch to Micheletti. He thought about it, but takes a called strike. Fastball at the bottom of the zone, 0-1. Mitchell on second, Parker on first. Micheletti the tying run at the plate as the Blue Jays are down 6-3 in the seventh. 0-1. Rip and a miss. 0-2 on the lefty. Micheletti 1-3. Singled in the first. Hernandez with a breath. He fires, and Micheletti just gets a piece of a fastball. Stays alive, tips it back to the screen. Still 0-2. Mitchell, a great runner off second. Hernandez gives him a look. Serves home. Misses outside. Sinking fastball wasn't close. 1-2. This has been the point in the game throughout the week where the Blue Jays have been at their best offensively. The 1-2. Micheletti pops it up. Foul ground on the third base side. Severino on the track. Back pedals and can't make the catch. Drops and foul ground. That ball started dancing on him. And he couldn't keep up. New life for Micheletti. Still 1-2. Middle infield, double play depth. Hernandez from the center of the rubber. Comes back with the next 1-2. It's outside. Two balls, two strikes. Curveball didn't curve much. Micheletti in his short time with the Jays with five runs driven in. Chance for more right here. The pitch. A rip and a miss. That's strike three. Hernandez wins the battle, reaches back at 94 for out number two. It's up to Carter Cunningham. Jays behind 6-3, top of the seventh. Two men on for Carter. He's 0 for 2 with a walk. First pitch to the left-handed batter. On the way. It slapped the opposite way, out of play. 0-1. It's been impressive to watch these Blue Jays draftees, left-handed hitters specifically, use an opposite field approach. None of the Blue Jays lefties are deadpool guys. 0-1. Check swing and a foul tip. It got away from Plaz. Both runners moved up thinking it was a passed ball, but Cunningham did nick it. So it's 0-2. Cunningham has utilized that opposite field approach a fair amount. Big gap in left center. If he can go there here. Here comes the 0-2. Low and inside. One ball, two strikes. Big hole on the left side of the infield as well. Shortstop Rivas playing just about straight away behind second base. The 1-2 pitch. Cunningham takes a called strike three. He wants a challenge. And Caden Titchener says no. I guess that means the Blue Jays are out of challenges. Not according to our tally, but no less. The inning is over. Blue Jays strand two for the second straight inning. Time to stretch at Lecom Park. Blue Jays trail 6-3 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Most of the big Saturday night crowd has stuck around as we're past the stretch, going to the bottom of the seventh inning. Blue Jays down 6-3 to the homestanding Marauders in game number 5 of a 6-game set. Kevin Miranda deals the first pitch to Javier Rivas. He takes a curveball outside, ball 1. Rivas 1-for-3, an RBI single in the third. Miranda with a pause, a long pause, and the pitch. Big swing comes up empty from Rivas. 1-1. Miranda has looked sharp so far tonight. Took over with 2 outs in the 5th. He's got 4 Ks. With 2 on the clock, he fires. And Rivas swings through a high fastball. He has been tempted by those pitches tonight. He's behind 1-2 and calls time. Miranda, the 25-year-old right-hander, takes a deep breath, gathers the sign, and unfurls the 1-2 pitch. Rivas takes inside, 2-2. Anytime you've got that faint buzz in the ballpark, that's when you know you've got a good crowd. 2-2. Rivas pops it up. Shallow right center. Freethy ranges out. He's called off by the right fielder Mitchell, who's under it and makes the grab. 1 down. Here's Braylon Bishop. Bishop has scored twice tonight. Once after a hit by pitch in the 2nd, and then once on his own doing, solo homer in the 5th. Part of a 6-3 advantage for the Marauders in the bottom of the 7th. First pitch on the way. Curveball called strike. At the knees, and it's 0-1. Bishop drafted out of high school, out of Arkansas High School in Texarkana, Arkansas. 0-1. Is hopped slowly down to 3rd. Right at Toman, he steps and fires to 1st in time. 2 up, 2 down for Miranda in the 7th. Brings up the top of the lineup in Will Taylor. Taylor, a South Carolina native. Played his college ball at Clemson. Reached on an error his last time in the 5th. Righty on righty, first offer. Down and outside, ball 1. 6-3, Bradenton over the Jays. Bottom 7. So we've talked throughout the week about how Taylor played both football and baseball, starting out at Clemson. Almost unheard of. 1-0. Slider just high. 2-0. Not many Bo Jacksons these days. And Taylor kind of found out why, as he tore his ACL playing football in fall 2021. 2-0. Fastball up. 3-0. Taylor, after tearing his ACL, told the Clemson student newspaper, "That was the first time I had to overcome anything in my life." 3-0. Fastball called strike, top of the zone. It's 3-1. That's how it often is for high-level athletes, especially in high school. A cut above the rest, above the competition, and then they run into an injury. 3-1. Taylor swings, pops it up behind home plate. Hits a souvenir. Runs it full, 3-2. That injury didn't derail Taylor, but after working back from that torn ACL, he decided he wanted to go full-time baseball after the 2023 spring. Payoff pitch. Another foul back. We'll have a do-over. The reason that Taylor wanted to play two sports so badly was his grandfather did it in college at the Citadel. Played both football and baseball. What are the chances of that? 3-2 again. Runs inside, and that hit him. Slider just clipped him. So Taylor reaches on a hit by pitch, and that extends the inning for Deuce Gorson. Marauders on the hunt for insurance. They're on top of the Blue Jays right now, 6-3, bottom seven. Miranda sets for the first pitch to Gorson. Here it is. It's tapped foul behind home plate. 0-1. Taylor talked about his grandpa in that article in the Clemson Student newspaper. He said he was a big, impactful person that had a lot to do with my decision. He gave me that dream. And he played it out. 0-1. Gorson takes a called strike on a fastball. It's 0-2. Very, very few people get to say that they played two sports at that high a level. The ACC, that's what Taylor did. Miranda's 0-2. Is flied into left. Cunningham comes in, gets there, makes the catch. Inning over. Kevin Miranda tosses up another zero on the line score, leaves Taylor on first base after a hit by pitch. We go to the eighth, still 6-3 Marauders on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
What?
Tibbetts, Toman, and Berry do up for the Jays in the top of the eighth as they're down 6-3 to the Marauders. First pitch, called strike. To Tibbetts, out of the hand of Luigi Hernandez. It's 0-1. Blue Jays have threatened in each of the last two innings. 0-1. Tibbetts takes fastball in. One ball, one strike. They haven't been able to score, though. They haven't scored since the second inning. 1-1. Tibbetts waves and misses on a backdoor slider. 1-2. Blue Jays left two runners in scoring position in the sixth. Left runners on first and second in the seventh. Tibbetts 0-for-3 tonight. Two fly ball outs to center. And a pop out to the first baseman, Valdez. The 1-2 is tapped right back to the mound. Hernandez extends the glove, comes down with it, flips underhand to first, and plenty of time for out number one. 1-3 put out, brings up Tucker Toman. Toman batting from the left side here. First pitch. Takes a called strike, it's 0-1. Toman batting from the left side for the first time tonight. Kick and toss is a called strike two. Fastball on the outside edge, quickly 0-2. It's Bradenton 6, Blue Jays 3. 0-2 pitch outside. Toman lays off. 1-2. Blue Jays have won the last three games in comeback fashion as the 1-2 is flied high into the night sky into center. Taylor backpedals, is camped, and makes the two-handed catch. Two up, two down for Hernandez in the eighth. Braden Berry to the plate now. Singled his last time. Also walked and scored back in the second. First pitch. Swing and a foul back. 0-1. 6-3 our score. Bradenton out in front. The wind and the toss. Called strike two. Fastball at 93 at the bottom of the zone. Quickly 0-2. Hernandez wasting no time in between pitches. He deals. And Berry bounces it right to Jose Mayorga. Blue Jays manager was ready to throw. And he flings it into the seats. I think some congratulations are in order for Mayo as Baseball America's Best Tools list came out a few days back. Another 0-2. Berry takes a fastball just down and outside. It's 1-2. In addition to awards for players, best managerial prospect is voted on. 1-2, Berry swings and misses. That's strike three. So Mayo was voted the best managerial prospect in the Florida State League. And we've seen a lot of good reasons as to why throughout the year. His Blue Jays trail 6-3. We're through 7.5 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network in Bradenton. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. It's still 6-3, Bradenton over the DJs in the bottom of the eighth. First pitch from Kevin Miranda to Kiner Delgado on the way. It's hammered towards the corner and right, and it's foul. Into the net. 0-1. Delgado has checked the box on two of the three true outcomes. Two walks, two strikeouts for him. He struck out each of his last two times. Miranda readies and deals. Delgado takes a called strike. Fastball at the top of the zone makes it 0-2. The fans moan and groan. Call is challenged and overturned. Marauders with their third overturned call tonight. They've been successful. So it's 1-1, the pitch. Fouled off, back over our heads, over the press box, out onto the street. 1-2. Back out towards some pseudo parking lots across 9th Street. There were rivaling parking lots. parking lots before the game. As weird as that sounds, 1-2. Delgado takes up. 2 balls, 2 strikes. It was like we were watching a real-world example of an Econ 101 class. You had one parking lot with a better location selling for $5, and then another lot down the way for $2. 2-2 is rolled to the second baseman, Freethy. He gobbles it up, sidearms to first in time. So Delgado's out number one. Brings up his Merlin Valdez. So it's an auto body shop and then a tire shop located right next to each other across the street from the ballpark. First pitch to Valdez. It is slowly rolled up the middle to the shortstop, Namala. He fields it cleanly and throws to first in time. 2 up, 2 down for Miranda in the 8th. Nobody on for Johnny Severino. Severino with an RBI single in the first. RBI single. Rather, just a single and a run scored in the third. First pitch. Outside, ball one. It's 6-3, Bradenton. Bottom 8. 2 up in the Blue Jays' 9th. Freethy, Mitchell, and Namala. Capable bunch. 9-1-2. 1-0. Severino lays off on a curveball high. 2 balls, no strikes. The wind is pretty much stopped. Flags are limp out in center. As Miranda's 2-0. Misses inside. 3 balls, no strikes. Jandre Rojas is warming up for the Blue Jays out in the bullpen. He'll likely be the guy if there is a bottom of the 9th inning. 3-0 offer. Severino takes a curveball outside. Ball 4. 2-out walk issued. That extends the inning for Oxiel Plaz. Miranda will remain in here. He's got 41 pitches. He opened the season as a starter for Vancouver up in high A. First pitch to Plaz. Down and outside, and it gets by Parker. Severino motors up to second. He stops there. 1-0. Man in scoring position now for Plaz. He's 0-4 tonight. Blue Jays continue to handle him well. Miranda with a fresh baseball. Deals the 1-0. And Plaz takes up. 2 balls, no strikes. Plaz with 15 homers this season, 38 runs driven in. He's ready for the 2-0 pitch. It's on the way. A big swing comes up empty. Fastball in the upper part of the zone. 2-1. Severino, a good runner off second. Freethy, the second baseman behind him. 2-1. Plaz watches a called strike at the top of the zone. It's 2-2. Miranda has found a good rhythm tonight. Trying to end his outing on a high note. He comes home with the 2-2 pitch. Here it is. It's flared towards the corner and right, and it's a foul ball. We'll have a do-over. Still 2-2. Blue Jays have had some late comebacks this week, but they'll need one more if they want to push their win streak to 5 games. It would be their longest streak in over 2 months. Another 2-2 pitch. Is flied into right fair this time. Mitchell, a few steps towards center, makes the catch. And that ends the inning. Excellent work from Kevin Miranda tonight. Leaves Johnny Severino on second base, works another scoreless frame, and preserves the score right where it is, 6-3. Bradenton over the Jays. Last chance for Dunedin coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Blue Jays down to their final three outs tonight, represented by J.R. Freethy, Nick Mitchell, and Arjun Namala to start the top of the ninth, as it's 6-3, Bradenton. So Freethy climbs into the box, 1-for-2 with an RBI single and a walk, grounded out to third base his last time. He'll take his first AB from the left side tonight against the righty Luigi Hernandez, who's back out to try and nail down the save. From the line, the first pitch. Freethy flares it through the left side into left for a base hit. He stops it first with a leadoff single. Got jammed by a fastball in on the hands, but had enough juice to sneak through. There's a start. Here's Nick Mitchell. Another lefty. He's extended his on-base streak to 8 games as he singled his last time in the 7th. First pitch on the way from Hernandez. Low and in, ball one. Hernandez has thrown 2 scoreless innings tonight with 3 strikeouts. He's got the sign from Plaz. And deals. Mitchell watches a fastball upstairs. 2 balls, no strikes. To start, you just need base runners. Mitchell reaches here. Feel like you're in a pretty good spot with Namala and Parker. The next 2 up. 2-0, way outside. 3 balls, no strikes. Plenty of life in that Blue Jays dugout. Same way it's been all week. Here comes the 3-0 to Mitchell. He takes a called strike. In on the hands. Close. But it's 3-1. Hernandez sets and goes, and Mitchell takes low and outside. That's ball 4, and the first 2 batters have reached in the top of the ninth for the Jays. Tying run coming to the plate in the form of Arjun Namala. And that quickly prompts a mound visit from Matt Ford. Pitching coach walks out to the mound to review the scout on Namala and probably to try and settle down Hernandez. 6-3 Bradenton. Top of the ninth inning. The Marauders' record this season at 46-66. Obviously not great. However, more times than not, when they've had a late lead, they've been able to keep it. That has changed this week. Marauders are 33-3 when leading after 6, and 2 of those losses are this week to the Jays. They're 36-0 when leading after eight. Here's Arjun Damala. Men on first and second. First pitch to him. Down and away, ball one. Damala very much has the power to tie this game with one swing. 13 homers, leads the active roster. The 1-0. Off speed, high. Two balls, no strikes. Blue Jays dugout growing louder and louder with every miss from Hernandez. The 2-0 pitch. Damala lays off a fastball just off the outside corner. It's 3-0. Damala will likely be taking all the way here. Pitch on the way. He does take. It's a called strike on a fastball. 3-1. Aaron Parker looms on deck. The homer on his line in the first inning. Damala settles into his stance. 3-1 pitch on the way. He swings and bounces it foul into the Blue Jays dugout. Got a piece of somebody down there. Jaden Rudd, I think, shaking out his hand. The count runs full. Freedy on second, Mitchell on first. The payoff pitch is tapped back to the mound. Hernandez throws to second for one. Gorson the turn back to first in time to get Damala. One, four, three, double play. Freedy advances to third. And now the Blue Jays are down to their final out, represented by Aaron Parker. Parker, one for three with a homer and a walk. First pitch. Fastball outside, ball one. It's Bradenton six, Blue Jays three. Top of the ninth with two outs. The 1-0. That's a strike. Fastball on the outside edge. It's 1-1. Hernandez nods at the sign from Plaz. Sets up outside. The pitch is slapped into right, down for a base hit. That'll score Freedy from third, and the Blue Jays have some life with two outs in the ninth. RBI single for Aaron Parker. Shrinks the lead down to two and brings the tying run back to the plate in the form of Eddie Micheletti. Nice piece of hitting from Parker. Micheletti, one for four. First pitch to him. Outside, ball one. Parker, a good mover for a catcher. Over at first, being held by Valdez. The offer. Micheletti takes low. Two balls, no strikes. Micheletti, the eighth round pick out of Virginia Tech. Ready for the 2-0 pitch. He takes up and away. Three balls, no strikes. Carter Cunningham waits on deck. Hernandez steps off the rubber, wipes some sweat off his brow, claps his hands, comes back to the rubber. He unloads the 3-0. And it hits Micheletti inside, got him on the hand. So that keeps the line moving and puts the tying run on base for Carter Cunningham. Cunningham hitless tonight. He's had four plate appearances, walked once, struck out twice. And Jim Horner has seen enough. Marauders manager calls the bullpen. He's going to go away from Luigi Hernandez, who was great up until this top of the ninth inning. Blue Jays are fighting tooth and nail, trailing by two, 6-4, down to their final out. And we'll keep it right here as the new arm comes into the ball game. We'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard as we learn who the new pitcher is. Starting with a final score from down in Fort Myers, Mighty Muscles finally lose tonight. Lakeland 4, Fort Myers 2. So if the Blue Jays come back and win this, they pick up a game. Finally, long way to go before that happens, though. Jupiter defeats Palm Beach 5-0 at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Back-to-back wins for the Hammerheads, who are now 59-52. Palm Beach 68-43. Top of the eighth in Daytona. It's all Tortugas tonight. 13-3 over the Mets. Top of the ninth in Clearwater. Tampa leads 8-4 over the Threshers. So that's a look at the out-of-town scoreboard around the Florida State League tonight. New hurler on for the Marauders is the right-hander, Danny Carrion. Carrion has been electric lately, pitching his best ball of the season. And no wonder Horner would hand him the baseball in this spot. Blue Jays with a run in the top of the ninth inning. They trail 6-4 with two outs and runners on first and second base. Carrion on the season with a 3.26 ERA and 19 and a thirds innings. He's got some kind of a scoreless streak going here lately, including earlier this week against the Jays. Carrion has not allowed an earned run in his last five outings since July 30th. Here's Carter Cunningham into the box. First pitch. Slider upstairs, ball one. Parker on second, Micheletti on first, the tying run with two outs in the ninth. 1-0 pitch, low ball two. Fastball missed at 88. 2-0. Carrion, the right-hander from California, deals home. Cunningham takes a called strike. Carrion finds the zone on the fastball, barks something to himself. Everybody on the top rail of the Blue Jays dugout. Everybody in the bullpen on their feet. 2-1 pitch. Misses up and in. Cunningham leans back. 3-1. Hitters count here. For the AAC Player of the Year from East Carolina. 3-1. Is flied into center. This should end the game. Taylor comes in. He makes the catch, and that's the ball game. Blue Jays battled, just as they have all week, but this time the rally comes up short. Jays score in the ninth, but they leave men on first and second to end the contest, and they fall 6-4. We'll step aside and come back with the totals after this on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game Flex Pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Back inside Leecom Park to wrap this baby up. Here are the final totals. First for the victorious Bradenton Marauders. That sounds funny this week, doesn't it? First win for Bradenton this week. They score 6 runs on 6 hits, 2 errors, and 12 men left for Bradenton. For the Jays, 4 runs on 7 hits, 2 errors, and 10 men left, including a runner on second base and the tying run on first to end the game in the ninth. The winning pitcher for the Marauders is Inmer Lobo, who went 4 innings scoreless, only allowed 1 hit. He walked 3 but struck out 2. Lobo is 2-0. The losing pitcher is Eliander Alcalde, who falls to 2-2. Eliander pitched 2 3 innings, allowed 4 hits, 2 runs. He walked 2 and struck out 3. The save goes to Danny Carrion, his first. Just got one out, but that's all Bradenton needed, as he came on in a tough spot and got Carter Cunningham to pop out to center to end the ball game. This one was played in front of a crowd of 1,283 in 2 hours and 47 minutes at Leecom Park. With the loss, the Blue Jays dropped to 23-22 and 57-54 overall this season. While the Marauders get back in the win column, they're 47-66 and 18-29 in the half. We already looked at the Florida State League out-of-town scoreboard during the pitching change, which told us that first-place Fort Myers lost, so the Blue Jays can't capitalize on the opportunity to gain some ground. They remain 7 games back. And a brief update, top of the ninth in Clearwater, Tampa has grown its lead. It's now 9-4. Over the Threshers. So, Blue Jays will come back tomorrow and hope Fort Myers loses again. And hopefully the Blue Jays can get back to their winning ways as their win streak is snapped at 4 games tonight. Let's take a look at the Toronto Blue Jays organizational scoreboard before we say so long. They're through 8 in Reading for AA New Hampshire, and they trail 8-1 to the Fightin' Phils. Final score from AAA, all Buffalo tonight down the road at Scranton-Wilkes-Barre, 9-1 the win for the Bisons. High A Vancouver will play at 9:35 Eastern with Grant Rogers on the hill. Rogers with a 2.63 ERA in a short time with the C's. As for the big league club, they played earlier this afternoon at Wrigley Field and lost 3-2, their second straight one-run loss to the Cubs. Oh, so close. But the Cubs hang on for a win. Addison Barger goes yard to bring it down to a one-run game, but Toronto can't come all the way back. So that's the Blue Jays out-of-town scoreboard tonight. Looking ahead to tomorrow's series finale here at Leecom Park, the final game of the season between these clubs. We'll get started bright and early at noon, which means our pregame coverage begins at 11:45 Eastern time. The lefty Connor Oliver will go for the Marauders. Oliver at 0-8 with a 5.78 ERA. He'll be opposed by Colby Holcomb for the Jays. Holcomb, the righty, has not allowed an earned run yet and 3 pro appearances. So it's Holcomb for the Jays, Oliver for the Marauders. For Holcomb, actually, it's just 2 pro appearances, but no less, 0 ERA. That'll about do it for our coverage from Leecom Park tonight. For everybody back at TD Ballpark, this is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for joining us on your Saturday night, and we hope you can join us again on your Sunday afternoon. One more time, the final score. It's the Marauders 6 and the Blue Jays 4. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. So long, everybody.